another edition of the Pool Fanatic Show right here on News 96.5 WDBO, live in the studio on this Saturday. Looking for you to join us. Come hang out with us here in the studio at 844-220-0965. That's the number to call in and ask any questions. 844-220-0965. But, before you call in and ask those questions, we've got a special show for you today. Tony Caruso is out. He is out on assignment, is what we're going to call it there. He's out getting some things done. So we have Kip from Paramount Fencing in. Kip Hudakaz from Paramount Fencing here in the studio joining us here. So if you looked out in your backyard today and something was missing, maybe a fence out there, this is the show for you. Last week, we had Rowdy Gaines on here talking about the importance of putting a fence around your pool. That's something else that we can do here. This is the number for you to call. Questions about fencing, large, tall, small, brown, white, anything you got, all custom made is how he specialized. I asked him, what kind of fence do you specialize in? He said custom fencing, what they want. He's got.
Absolutely. I specialize in everything. And if it's unique, we build it.
If
you need a fence, we build it beautiful and we build it strong. But hey, welcome to the Pool Fanatic Show. I am going to fill in for Tony Caruso. And I was telling Chris this before I walked the studio. We are not going to try to fill his shoes because he is a legend in his own right.
That's not possible.
It's just not going to happen. But hey, don't touch that dial. If you're wondering what's going on and you're a long-term pool fanatic, I promise you, you haven't been bamboozled or begalled. You have not been fooled or faked out. And you definitely haven't been hoodwinked. Hey, like I said, this is Kip. Tony, we called it special assignment. Tony weekend. Had to go take care of some things today. But he will be back next Saturday doing what Tony does best. That's the most important thing. So in the meantime, like I said, my name's Kip. I'm the owner of Paramount Fencing. So, hey, don't touch that dial. And a reminder, if you are listening to this in your car, put your phone down. And if you're by your pool, pull up a chair and drink a nice cup of lemonade. So we got an exciting show here for you today. And I'm going to go over a lot of good stuff. But I want to back up a second here because it's very interesting. Tony and I, we've known each other, but not known each other for a long time. We're both titans in our industry. We're not titans because we do the most at what we do. We don't try to build everything, but when we do it well.
Well, if you try to do everything, you wouldn't be able to do it.
Well, you know, some companies out there like to try to do everything.
Things get done hastily, not all well done.
And they don't.
That Tony preaches. You got to take your time on the job, make sure it's done right the first time.
Absolutely. So Tony might think differently of this, but I can remember the actual first time I met him was actually on a pool he was doing. I just happened to be doing the fence, and there happened to be a problem. And in our industry, we call them code deboggles. So in other words, sports terms, we got a pickle. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. So we got a situation going on. So, you know, I remember this very clearly because we were sitting at the pool. It was Tony, me, the homeowner. It was the GC. It was the paver guy. And we were both listening to what was going on, and nobody was talking. And then all of a sudden, two voices just rang out. Hey, what if we do this? I like that butt. And Tony's known for his butts when he says them. And it lasted about 1 minute. We walked away. I was like, hey, that's a great guy. And then it just so happened, about 5 years later, I sent one of my estimators out to do some business and talk with him. And the estimator got up. His name's Marty. He looked at Tony, said, man, you remind me so much of Kip. So you two really got to sit down and actually have a conversation. So we did. And the funny part about that is it was about a 5 minute phone conversation. And I told him, I said, this is exactly what I said to him, Chris. I said, Chris, I am in the fencing industry. And one thing, there's a lot of things in my industry that drive me crazy. Consider me, I think there was a movie in 1996, you know, about a sports agent who wrote this memo, put it in a mailbox. I don't know if we're allowed to say those names on the air, what the movies are. Oh, Jerry Maguire, there we go. Okay, so I can say it. So, and he said, okay, well, write me something. Let me know how we're going to do. So my problem is I was that sports agent, but the fencing agent, I just hadn't wrote the memo yet. So about 15 pages later, I sent it over to him, and I kind of sit there and sent it at 10 o'clock at night, and I was sitting there wondering, hey, I wonder if he's going to think I'm crazy. And then I got the email, and it kind of was like, reason why I use the Jerry Maguire thing, it was like, hey, you had me at hello. All right. So it was just very unique. And what's going on here today, Tony, like you said, is on a special assignment. What's going on here actually was planned. Everybody knows that his anniversary is in July. I was supposed to be prepared to do this in July. And then wham, all of a sudden, hey, my Tony does what Tony does best and did what my dad did to me when he taught me how to swim. Pushed me in and said, swim, yeah. Son. So that's kind of what's going on today. But, hey, Chris, May is a very important month. Do you know what month that is?
It's a pool safety month, is it not?
National Water Safety Month. National Water Safety Month. And you hear Tony say it all the time in here. We have 1.4 million pools in the state of Florida and 18,000 miles of coastline. So water to a Floridian is essential for our fun. So we better pay attention to this. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. We're also going to talk about a very, very, very hot topic coming up later on in the break, after the break. And we're also going to talk about this rumor that I heard floating around the streets of City of Orlando.
Okay.
And, we'll get to that.
Good for a good rumor.
A good rumor. But you know what? It's like one of those things when you hear a rumor, don't spike the football. Don't wave the checkered flag, and whatever you do, don't pick up the community chess card and go that says go straight to go. So don't do that stuff. We're going to talk about that rumor. But like I said, most important, this is Water Safety Month. If you are a fan of Paramount Fencing, we have been promoting Water Safety Month all month long on our Facebook page. And it's very essential because the last thing that you want to do, and I know Tony says this a bunch of different ways, but the last thing you want to do when you have a pool, it's supposed to be therapeutical. It's supposed to be relaxing. It's supposed to be good memories. But the last thing you want happening in your backyard is an unwanted statistic. Yeah. And that is why we have these things. And so, like I tell everybody, according to the CDC, the realistic side of it, between 2004 and 2009, over 3,000 kids actually drowned in non-related drowning accidents. This was becoming an epidemic. So it's something that we have to pay attention. The states and stuff, they put laws in place, but hey, you know what? That's an important thing to do. But what's important is that we do our part and we go out there and we look at it because the numbers were staggering. About 10 kids a minute. Or day, I'm sorry. Not a minute. That would be too soon.
That would sound like a lot. Yeah.
But 10 minutes. But water safety is essential, but I'm going to tell you what's more important than Water Safety Month. You know what happens in May?
What else?
You better know. It's tomorrow. It's
Mother's
Sunday.
Day.
Ah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Hey, and to all your mothers out there on behalf of the Pool Fanatic Show, it is Mother's Day. So, Chris, I hope you are handling that situation very well because let me tell you, any of you listeners that don't realize it is Mother's Day tomorrow, you're going to need a very important water safety lesson because you are going to get some dirty looks from that mom sitting across that pool at you saying, hey, what about me? So that's a crazy thing. So, but anyways, like I said, my name is Kip Hudakaz. And like I tell everybody, I like people to, know a little bit about me. Tony has had the show for a long time. Everybody knows Tony and that's the thing, but nobody knows Kip. And one of the things that, customers always ask me or people that I meet that always ask me is, hey, what does Kip stand for? And honestly, I say, I don't know. Well, there were some stories that my parents told me when I was growing up, but I think what happened was my dad named me Kip after the thing that influenced him most in his life. In his particular case, it was Kip's Hamburgers in Pennsylvania. So I was named a Cabo Mill number 2 or something like that.
Yeah.
So, but people always do ask that question. And, we are influenced and we have a great deal of influence on our kids and we have a great deal of influence. So if you were to ask me what my kids' names are, it's simple. I'm a Greek mythology fan. So it's named Troy and Kyle. And for the record, I did try to name my kid Odysseus. This is very true, but the wife intervened with that one. So it's one of those things. But at the end of the day, the next big question is, hey, that's got to stand for something. That's got to be like an acronym or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, I don't know. Maybe it stands for a kind, intelligent person. I don't know. Knowledge is power. And that's the way I kind of look at it at the end of the day. And when we go out and we talk to customers, and I know Tony does this. I know we do this. TC Water Feature does this. Paramount Fencing does this. Our mission is to educate the consumer. We know there are a lot of things that people want. We know there's a lot of things that people desire. But at the end of the day, we got to bounce all that off reality. And it's very important that we have a little Kip in us. And it's very important that we have a little bit of Tony in us. I haven't come up for an acronym for Tony yet. I fell short on that one. But we'll get there. I'll do it at break or something. But at the end of the day, what's important is that we sit there and we educate our customers. And when people deal with us, hey, you talk to us just like this show. We are going to give you the facts. We are going to get down. Now, Tony does that a little bit differently. Tony simply, he uses a lot of words. And Chris and I were talking before the show. You just hand a baton and he just goes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Me, I write, right? I like to write for one reason. I have an edit button, and I can actually take back what I say. You know, I can't do that on radio. So, but we like to write about our industry, and we're very involved. Like I said, it's about being the titans of the industry. Yeah. Not necessarily because you're the biggest and the baddest, just because you're the legends. And that's kind of what it's about. And I think for me, one of the things that oppressed me about Tony, about myself, and I hate to say myself, but the thing that impresses me the most is some of the core philosophies in which he operates by. And that is a big, important thing. And I think when you go and you look and you look at that pool and you're trying to make a decision on what company you're going to use, you need to understand, does that pool company or that fence company have the ability to make the right decision at 2 o'clock on a Friday? I think that's the big thing. This happened to me actually yesterday, and I had a situation with a customer, and I'll say hello to her, Donna. She's probably listening, but we were putting up a fence, and I got a call from my installers. Gaze don't look right. Something doesn't look right, and I sit on the show, and I preach, and I harp about one thing. You should always check with your fence, and especially in your gate area.
Yeah.
And that's how high the grass level is.
Yeah.
So I get there, and hey, I'm looking at this, and if you know what a gate and fencing is made of, you've got these vertical uprights, you've got these horizontal components, you've got these pickets. And I'm looking at it, and I'm going, wow, that vertical upright is dense too much to the ground. All that's going to happen is, hey, it's going to only open one day a year. And this person had an open and exposed pool in their backyard. Friday, 2 o'clock on a Friday. Customer wants it done. But like I said, what do you do? Me, Tony, I know what we're going to do. We're going to walk right into that customer and do exactly what I did.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't like this gate. This is what's going to happen. You have an elementary school down the street. I can just see a recipe for disaster. Yeah. This was the manufacturer. We're going to fix that. I got this cool technology where we can actually fuse vinyl back together with a thing called a friction welder. We're going to weld it back together so that bottom's smooth, so it works like a door sweep when it goes over the top of that grass. But I can't do it till Monday.
Yeah.
And you know what she said? Okay. And it's going to cost you nothing. And that's the type of thing that is the most important thing in the whole entire world when you're thinking about pool safety.
Yeah.
Now, this is strange for me. Chris just raised his hands in the air, and I'm making fun of myself, and he's trying to give me a signal. So you're going to have to say...
We got to head to break for the three big things.
All right. Awesome, awesome. So there you go. So, hey, I want everybody to stay tuned. Come back. Like I said, we got a very, very, very hot topic, and I mean a very hot topic to talk about in the next hour or in the next segment. Also, once again, if I'm your host, Kip Hudakaz, and if you need a fence, give us a call, 407-341-2720. We build them beautiful. If you need a pool, call Tony at TC Water Features. Give him a call at 407-282-4911. And like he always says, remember, amazing things can happen in your backyard.
There you have it. If you've got a question for Kip, he's got it. Knowledge is power, just as he said it. Kip, that's what it stands for. 844-220-0965. Obviously not what it really stands for, but for today's services, that's what it stands for.
It's something along that line.
844-220-0965. 844-220-0965. Kip Hudakaz of Paramount Fencing joining us here in the studio on this Saturday. More with Kip after the three big things you need to know right
now. Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three.
The search has lasted for months, but the suspect involved in a shooting in downtown Orlando that took the life of one man and injured two others is finally behind bars.
Two.
Teachers in Osceola County may now have more in their pockets come next year. An agreement has been reached with the teachers' union and the school board, which includes a $1,500 raise for teachers that are rated highly effective.
One.
The Trump administration is going forward with increased tariffs on Chinese imports after once again failing to reach a trade deal. Daniel Vargas is 96.5 WDBO.
When you get the app, you get our alerts. Stay connected to breaking news with our free app and listen everywhere you go. This is News 96.5 WDBO, where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic.
2020 Eyeglass Superstores are the only places to go when you're shopping for eyewear. Now that's a bold statement. Can I back it up? Of course. They're locally owned, family operated. They've got the greatest selection, the best prices, and the most incredible customer service in the business. You buy one pair of glasses, you get a second pair free. And they even pay for your eye exam. There's an independent eye doctor in every store. And with on-site labs, most glasses can be ready in just an hour or two. And while you're waiting, experience their VIP customer comfort. Free Wi-Fi, free color TV, comfy chairs, and complimentary hot and cold beverages. So, like I said, there's no need to go anyplace else. In Orange City, we're just off I-4, exit 111B, right next to Ruby Tuesday. In Winter Park at 1555 State Road 436, near the corner of 436 and Howell Branch Road. Online at 2020eyeglass.com, and the Winter Park store is open Sunday for your convenience.
FHA or conventional? 3% down or 10%? Fixed rate or adjustable? PMI or no PMI? Hi, Cleve Loveland for Cross Country Mortgage, where they can answer all of these mortgage questions. My friend Bruce Woodburn of Cross Country Mortgage is known as the Loan Arranger. Bruce and his team can arrange to get loans closed in as little as 10 days. They can arrange loans for folks who've had a bankruptcy or foreclosure or short sale. Buying a $1 million home? Bruce has 5% down jumbo loans with no PMI for homes over $500,000. And their Fast Track program guarantees a closing in just 21 days. That really gets a seller's attention in a multiple offer situation. Cross Country Mortgage offers 7-day-a-week service. And realtors, call Bruce to make sure your buyers are getting the best service. Let Bruce Woodburn be your loan arranger to help you get the home of your dreams. Call Cross Country Mortgage, 407-869-8830. 407-869-8830. Or go to WeBringYouHome.com.
If you have dentures, bad or missing teeth, you've always worried about your dentures, I don't know, may slip. Or people will see you missing teeth. So what do? You don't smile as often, that's what you do. But I have an answer. I swear by this guy because my good buddy Joe Kelly swears by him as well. Dr. Ronald Trevisani at Lifetime Teeth Today. He's Orlando's board-certified oral surgeon for over 20 years. His dental implants are a permanent solution, and they've done all in one office, all in one day. Lifetime Teeth Today patients are stunned at the results.
I had it done, and it was the best thing in my life. The best thing I ever did, really.
You know, it's a pleasure to be able to go out to eat and order whatever you would like to order. Thanks to Dr. Trevisani, life's fun again.
Even Joe Kelly recommends them, so I happily recommend you call Lifetime Teeth today in Orlando and the Villages. A permanent solution to bad or missing teeth and dentures. Call for an appointment now at 407-603-3835. That's Lifetime Teeth today, 407-603-3835.
Pop quiz. If you sell a home for $500,000, how much would a traditional real estate agent charge in commission? If you guessed $25,000 to $30,000, you're right. But if you think that's the only way, you're wrong. This is why thousands of homeowners are making the switch to Rex. With Rex, you get a dedicated agent and a full-service experience at a fraction of the cost. Rex uses game-changing technology to cut out the middleman and save homeowners tens of thousands of dollars in fees. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Remember, this is your home. Why give an insane amount of equity away to an agent? Rex offers the lowest fee in the industry without skimping on service. You'll work with a licensed local expert with you every step of the way. Get the most out of your home. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 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 That's 833-REX-HOME.
This hour was paid for by the host and does not reflect the opinion of News 96.5 WDBO. The same great content.
Size for your device.
On your Mac or PC, Android or Apple, tablet or phone. News96.5.com, where Orlando clicks for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic.
Whoa!
Welcome back to the Pool Fanatic Show right here on News 96.5 WDBO, a special edition of the show with Kip Hudakaz of Paramount Fencing. The Fencing Fanatic Show is what we're...
Well, it's always just going to be the Pool Fanatic Show. You know, when we refer to Paramount Fencing, we refer to it as a Paramount Army.
The Paramount Army, okay.
Right, because when we have fans, the fans are like an army.
Titans of industry with an army.
That's it. You get the feel going on here.
Yeah.
But hey, you know what? We got cut off.
We did.
But hey, that's okay. Real quick, we're going to go into this next segment. We're going to have some fun with this thing. But I want to not quite let the pool safety issue go again.
No.
Yeah, because I posted an article on Facebook, and I reminded everybody, hey, don't be lazy. Don't be complacent. Go out and walk your fence line.
Mm-hmm.
Look for gaps.
Yeah.
Look for panels that are down. Check your gates. Make sure they're latched. If you have a pool screen, do not assume that that screen is intact. Walk it. Touch it. Feel it. If it needs to be replaced, replace it. Because a loose piece of screen is no different than a doggy door.
Yep.
So somebody can come right in. And that, once again, will give you some of those unwanted statistics.
And while it is Pool Water Safety Month, it is important to remember that you should be cognizant of this kind of stuff year-round, not just in the month of May.
This is true. You know, and you really should. And I basically... You just got to sit there and you got to say, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do this. I had a customer actually call me on the way here. I came into the show. I normally come in as a guest. I'm usually dressed. I got my sun hat on. I got my work shirt on. I'm pulling nails out of my pocket and I'm putting them on the desk because I had a very responsible customer call me and say, hey, I just looked behind my bushes and the fence is down and I need help putting it back up. So I made a little detour up Concord, downtown Orlando.
There you go.
Stopped by. Hey, Kristen, she lifted that stuff up with me. We picked it up. We got it done. We got it secured, and we got it fixed. But, hey, let me talk about that hot topic real quick. Very important. I ran three estimates, right, this mm-hmm. week. And those three estimates actually had something in common, Chris. You know what it was?
It's a hot topic.
It's so a very hot topic.
Fire.
Oh, my goodness. It's true. I am not kidding you, people. Do yourself a favor. Go out. Look against your fence. Don't put chemicals next to your fence. There's this thing called spontaneous combustion, right? And it caught these fences on fire. Thank goodness, in all cases, the local fire departments were there.
Yeah.
So, basically, it was able to put it out. We put a Facebook article out about this. It's on our Facebook page at Paramount Fencing Inc. But, hey, I know we got to go to a break here real quick. And I just want to remind you that, hey, you know, if you need a fence, give us a call. At Paramount Fencing, we build every fence beautiful and strong. But if you need a pool, you're going to have to call Tony from TC Water Feature. That you're going to have to do. So give him a call, like him on Facebook, and believe in the Pool Fanatics motto. Amazing things can happen in your backyard.
Facebook.com/TC Water Features and Facebook.com/Paramount Fencing Inc. You can see that article that Kip was just talking about there. Go check it out. Facebook.com/Paramount Fencing Inc. or just search Paramount Fencing in Facebook. We got to take a break for the latest news, weather, and traffic. We'll be back shortly. You're listening to the Pool Fanatic Show right here on News 96.5 WDBO.
This is News 96.5.
WDBO.
Where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day.
And it starts now.
News 96.5 WDBO, our top story. The United States and China will meet for more trade talks. The announcement from China's vice premier comes as the Trump administration begins the process of imposing tariffs on all remaining imports from China. Bob Orgel says 50% of what he sells in his hardware stores comes from China, and he has to pass on the tariffs.
They're the ones that pay more. I pay more, but charge more. I have no choice. They have to pay more.
One pro-trade group says that the tariffs could cost the average American family of four an extra $757 per year.
News 96.5 WDBO, where Orlando turns first for severe weather.
Hot and muggy will continue for the next couple of hours, but around dinner time, we'll be watching for storms to develop along I-4 and westward. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist Cassandra Crimi.
And I'm Daniel Vargas, continuing our team coverage. The suspect that is involved in a deadly shooting outside a club in downtown Orlando is now behind bars. Channel 9's Ashley Edlin says this comes more than 2 weeks since he was first arrested.
The U.S. Marshals Service arrested Notier Gomez last month at a gas station in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. He's accused of opening fire outside Club Lit off Orange Avenue in downtown Orlando back in January.
Gomez has been indicted by a grand jury for first-degree murder and attempted murder with a firearm. Teachers in Osceola County may now have more in their pockets come next year. An agreement has been reached with the teachers' union and the school board, which includes a $1,500 raise for teachers that are rated highly effective. And this also includes a performance-based supplement of up to $750. And you can now park for free at Universal City Walk if you want to catch a movie matinee. Yesterday, the park started waiving the fee for anyone who buys two or more movie tickets from 11 in the morning to 6 at night. Daniel Vargas, News 96.5 WDBO.
Hey, small business owners, have you ever been fooled by double talk from your internet and phone provider? Did it go something like this?
Get fast internet and phone for a great price.
But what they actually mean is
slow internet, added taxes and fees.
When Spectrum Business says blazing fast internet for $44.99 a month and phone for $29.99 a month, they mean it. With Spectrum Business, there are no hidden fees, no added phone taxes and no contracts. Spectrum Business Internet starting speed is 100 megabits per second, much faster than other providers. Plus, if you're stuck in a contract, they'll buy you out of it.
No double talk?
Really? No double talk?
With Spectrum Business, what they say is what they mean. Call 877-285-6789 now to get faster internet and reliable phone with no hidden fees and no contracts. That's 877-285-6789. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
She's not just your mom. She's your cheerleader, your storyteller, your problem solver, your hand holder, your broken heart healer. At International Diamond Center, we're celebrating mom this week and honoring her for all the little things she does. Things that go unnoticed, unmentioned. So we've put together a fantastic collection of stylish and affordable jewelry for the occasion, including sterling silver diamond matching lariat necklaces for only $199 and 14 karat gold stackable fashion rings for only $249. You don't have to spend a fortune to show her how much she means to the family. IDC has the gifts she'll enjoy for years. Timeless jewelry, like a beautiful diamond pendant necklace for just $249 and a sterling silver diamond bolo bracelet for only $199. And for this week only, all of our classic diamond stud earrings are marked down below our everyday value price. Come to IDC and let us help you find the ideal gift to show mom just how special she is. Happy Mother's Day from International Diamond Center with 4 Orlando locations.
Hey, it's Sean Hannity, and you are listening to News 96.5 WDBO, where Orlando turns for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day.
Weather brought to you by Southeast Steel Appliance Warehouse.
Isolated storms likely across portions of central Florida late this afternoon and through our evening hours. Overnight, drying skies with a low of 72. Then for Mother's Day, we'll see a high of 91 degrees, but again, a 40% chance for scattered showers and storms through the afternoon. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist Cassandra Crimi.
Now,
Safe Touch Security,
Triple Team Traffic.
Hey guys, we are seeing unusual congestion this afternoon over on the 408 East. This is due to an object on the road, 408 eastbound on the approach to Bumby Avenue, that's taking up your right lane. Also looking at a little bit of touch and go, I-4 east on the approach to the 408. Good news is we are accident free over there. Construction slowdowns continue, I-4 both east and west from Michigan Street down towards South OBT. Over by the attractions area, we're looking good as far as the beach line east and west. You should have a nice drive. Delays continue, I-4 west from the beach line, however. Those delays are stemming back towards 535. Triple Team Traffic, I'm Monica Martinez, News 96.5 WDBO.
This is Channel 9 Eyewitness News, Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic. News 96.5 WDBO.
Hey, it's Joe Kelly. Join me for Orlando's morning news every weekday morning starting at 5. Just ask Alexa to set an alarm and wake up to News 96.5 WDBO. And when you get into your car, listen to 96.5 FM. And I'll make sure to get you to work on time with Triple Team Traffic and help you get around the changes from the I-4 Ultimate Project.
Now, our Ask the Experts weekend continues on News 96.5 WDBO.
Welcome back to the Pool Fanatic Show right here on News 96.5 WDBO, live in the studio with Kip Hudakaz from Paramount Fencing.
Hey, here. Chris. I still smell fire.
You still smell fire?
I still smell fire.
That's the hot topic.
It is the very hot topic. And you know what? It is Pool Safety Week, but guess what? It's Fire Prevention Week because we had three fences catch on fire. And you're never going to believe what the culprits were. The first one is somebody next door was doing a home improvement project. A little bit of linseed oil, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, set it next to the fence. And guess what? Google linseed oil. It's the number one thing that actually will combust. And it actually caught the fence on fire.
Linseed oil.
Linseed oil.
Linseed oil.
Linseed oil. Okay. The second one, my favorite, the most interesting. And, you know, we don't think about this stuff, but we actually had somebody, a neighbor, go out, purchase some windows from a garage sale, set them against the fence, then go out and purchase a big sliding glass door and lean it against the fence on top of the windows that were stacked against the fence. And then the next weekend, the garage sale continued, and they put one of those tempered glass, you know, those kind that sit on top of the table, and they stacked that on top of the sliding glass door on top of the window. Well, guess what? When you put glass together and you start introducing a fine thing, you got a parabola going on.
Yep.
And it just so happened that this stuff was stacked and the sun moved east to west. And it was only a matter of time. As kids, we used – now, I know times have changed. But as kids, we used to sit around magnifying glasses and kind of do the same thing.
Yep.
But, hey, and it went kaboom. So, hey, the next one, this is a very, very – very hot and sensitive topic because you know what is very, I'd say, prominent. Everybody wants it.
Yeah.
Vinyl fencing.
Yeah.
Right. It's white. It's tan. They want this vinyl fencing and they're in this little subdivision and they like to pack them in now 5 feet apart. And what happens? Well, somebody, neighbor, puts their barbecue right outside their screen door. Well, the screen is 5 feet away. The fence is here. Here's your barbecue. And
those things get hot.
They do. And most people don't realize vinyl starts to melt at 246 degrees. Last time I checked, if you're cooking steak
your
or chicken.
It's getting much hotter than
yes,
that.
Yes, it is. It's going to get
at
much hotter.
At least I hope so, or else your meat's not going to be very good.
Or you might have a very bad night and need center care. That's for sure. Okay. But, hey, so, look, do yourself a favor. Go out. Not only walk your fence line. Look for those things that can help prevent a statistic from happening in your backyard. But look for those things that cause fire because it doesn't matter how beautiful a pool you have if you burn your house down.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. But I want to shift gears here. I want to go on to something. I want to go on to that little rumor I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that was, Chris?
What rumor might that be?
I don't know, but it is a great rumor. Someone said that you don't need a fence permit anymore.
I heard that.
In the city limits of Orlando.
Sounds too good to be true.
It is too good to be true. And I said it when we started talking. Do not spike the football. Do not wave the checker flag. And do not go straight to go and collect your $200.
Yeah.
Because if you do, you might spend your time planning that fence. You might spend your time erecting it. Dealing with all the water safety month issues because I know you're responsible people. But at the same time, you might get that knock on the door from code enforcement saying, hey, that's not the case. This is what I'm going to tell you. I was the one at the meeting at City of Orlando when they were passing the resolution. Sick with the flu, sick with everything that important of a topic. Because everybody knows that trying to get something done fence-wise and fence permit was taking a little bit longer than normal. And this is not good for pool safety. This is not good for making sure that we take care of our stuff. So I think in this case, Buddy Dyer did the right thing. He came out with this. But let me tell you, they reached out to us beforehand. They reached out to several fence companies. They sent us and said, hey, this is what we're trying to do. Do you have any suggestions? And so what I'm going to tell you is the resolution that was passed only exempts the need for a permit in certain situations. So don't let another fence company, don't let another pool company, don't let a landscaper, don't let a HOA president sit there and tell you, hey, you don't need a permit. So I got it right here, right off the website. I actually got a great article on this. Everybody knows I blog on CustomFenceOrlando.com. I kind of hastily put it up there. It says City of Fence Permits No More, and it has all the things we're going to actually talk about. You can actually go through and read it for yourself, and you're going to find this stuff is directly linked to the wonderful people at the City of Orlando. They're the ones that actually wrote it, so they will not steer you wrong. But here's when you don't need a fence permit. If you live, I'm going to back up a second.
Okay.
All these conditions must be true. We got to play one of those games. Right? All these conditions must be true. Welcome to the world of code. All right. So, if the fence is located on a one or two family residential property, well, most of us live on one or two family owned residential properties. But if you don't know, do yourself a favor. Go to your local property appraiser, type in your address, look right up top, and it'll tell you what you live in.
Yeah.
If you are one of these people that live in a townhome or you live downtown or something like that, and you live on R3, R4, R5, well, guess what? You need a permit. So that's definitely one. The next condition is this. Remember, they all must be true. The fence has to be 6 foot high and less. 6 foot high and less. So that doesn't mean 6'1" or 8. Hmm. First of all, the City of Orlando generally doesn't allow 8 foot high fence.
Yeah.
So don't let somebody talk you into that. And the height of that fence is measured from the ground. That includes all exponents like lattice and post. It all must fit into there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to build something less than 6 feet, you don't need a permit. The fences, next important one, Chris. We got to choose materials, right? We were talking about that. Some people like vinyl. Some people like wood. Some people like plastic. Some people like chain link, aluminum, wrought iron. If you're using those types of materials, you don't need one. They're exempt from that process. But remember, all must be true.
Yeah.
Okay? So live in a single one or two family residence, 6 feet or less, and the fence build out your standard products. But here's the but. There's always a disclaimer when you're looking at codes.
There's always a but.
There is. Like Tony. Tony says there's always a but. So Orlando Code Chapter 58, Part 5B. Paragraph 5. That, my friends, is the City of Orlando's chapter code. Now, if you're listening and you're in Daytona, Melbourne, anywhere else, some of this stuff is important, especially what I'm about to go over. If you really want to know, do yourself a favor. Go to Google, type in this word, Muni Code. So, municode.com. That's M as motel, U as in uniform, N as Nancy, I as in India, C is in Charlie, O is in Oscar, D is in Delta, E is in Echo.com. That is a national code database that generally tells you what your regulations are. Up in the right-hand corner is a thing that says library. Click on the library. It'll ask you what state you're from. Then what county? Where are you from? You click on it, and then there's a nice little search. Just type in fence.
It is. It's very easy. I'm on it right now.
See, look at it. I just taught something today, so this is a good thing. So you can find these things here because the last thing you want to do is do something and put it in your yard and have to take it down. So let's really quick, remember, all those conditions must be true. So do you know what was missing from those conditions? Chris, do you know?
No, what's that?
What's the show all about? It's about the pool fanatic and pool safety. Pools. All right, this is where I say hold the fort, folks. If you have a pool or a spa or you have a water feature in your yard, and your fence is that first barrier. So in other words, you don't have one of these nice screen enclosures. You don't have one of these nice baby pole fence that are kind of like meshy.
Yeah.
It's a health and safety issue. You need a permit. Do not let anybody tell you otherwise that you don't. And this is very important. And it's a very hot topic and a very passionate topic of mine. Because I have a customer. I'm working here right in College Park, done by another fence company. Done without a permit. And this was when City of Orlando actually made you pull permits. Mm-hmm. And I had to stand in front of that customer. And I had to tell him, hey, I'm sorry, but every aspect of your fence is not pool compliant. So this just person just spent $1.2 million on their house.
Yeah.
They spent a lot of money in moving. They're planning their kitchen remodel. They're planning all these things to hear poor me, the bad guy, to stand in front of him and say, hey, I'm sorry, you're going to have to spend another $12,000.
Yep.
You know, and that is not fun. So pay attention, look on MuniCode, do those things and make sure it's happened. So remember, if you have a pool or if it is commercial or if that material is concrete, masonry block, including posts or reinforcements, you need a permit. Fences that are, like I said, required for pool and safety. Fence located near a public easement or right-of-way, like a park. You need these. So if you're in these situations and you try to build a fence, guess what? You're going to take it down. And it's going to cost you the time it's all said and done. So if you really need to get a little bit more in-depth on this, feel free to go to that customfenceorlando.com. You can click on it. There's a little thing that says fence permits no more in the city limits of Orlando. That's the Ask the Professional section of that page. We have that. And you can go into it. But I hope I have enough time to cover this because this is probably one of the most important things in the whole entire world. Other than pool safety, other than fire safety, one of my other passions is right-of-ways. And let me tell you something. Both fence companies and homeowners get it wrong. So what is a right-of-way? Well, that's where you drive down the road and somebody's walking down the sidewalk. They got to be able to see you leave your driveway with your car. It's kind of awkward when you're backing out your driveway and you can't see. And here comes a bicycle riding down and they have to slam on their brakes and they do that little tumble over your car. That's not a good thing. All right. So right-of-way issues. So this is very important. There is a link on that site. Go and look for those types of situation. But the most difficult one, and I hope I have the time to cover this, is what is called a reverse corner. And most people don't even know what I'm talking about. Nope. It's foreign. It's Greek. I like Greek. Greek is good. But here you go. If you're standing in your street looking at your front door, you have a front yard, you have a side yard, and you have a rear property line. Mm-hmm. If the property directly behind you, side yard, is touching your rear yard, what do you have? You have a reverse corner. These are some of the toughest setback rules. So you can come in, like for example, if you have a 6-foot high fence and you're on a reverse corner, it's got to have a 15-foot setback, not from the roadway, but from the property line. And if you live in downtown Orlando or in most places, it's tight.
Yeah.
Right? So you have to get it back there. I had a situation on an estimate where somebody had the same thing going on, and they try to get creative. They try to get crafty. Look, if you're 6 foot high and 10-15 back out towards the property line, it's got to be 4. They try to get really crafty, and you know what they did? They put 2 feet of open lattice on top. Now, remember, like I said, the height of a fence is from the grade to include all of its components. So guess what?
The lattice is included.
That's right. And guess what? Hey, they're getting away with it right now. But like I tell everybody, when you're out there, sometimes when you're designing things, sometimes when you sit down and balance all those needs, wants, and desires, look, sometimes you can get away with things. But you got to make the right call, because if something is going to happen, it will happen. And when it does, I'm telling you, and I know I love this man, but for the people will find you. All right. It's just going to happen. So don't be messing around. So anyways, hey, my name's Kip. I am the owner of Paramount Fencing, and I am standing in for Tony Caruso today. Remember, if you need a fence, give us a call, 407-341-2720. Like us on Facebook. You can find us at Paramount Fencing 1, and yes, that's numeral1.com, and get us a hold of there. And if you are looking for a pool, you're sitting looking at it going, hey, this thing's a little bit tired. It needs a little refresher. You probably want to give Tony from TC Water Features a call. You can reach him at 407-282-4911. And like he always says, like him on Facebook. And remember, amazing things can happen in your backyard.
More with Kip Hudakaz after the 3 big things you need to know right here on News 96.5 WDBO.
Now, the 3 big things you need to know.
3.
The Trump administration is going forward with increased tariffs on Chinese imports after once again failing to reach a trade deal.
2.
Search has lasted for months, but the suspect involved in a shooting in downtown Orlando that took the life of one man and injured 2 others is finally behind bars.
1.
Sunday's Mother's Day. We've got a list of deals that you can treat your mom to in the News 96.5 WDBO app. Daniel Vargas, News 96.5, WDBO.
Using technology to get your traffic?
I use Waze and it routes me all over the place.
Look, technology is great for a lot of things, but when you need accurate traffic, only News 96.5 WDBO has triple team traffic.
We'll navigate you through the slowdowns, road closures, and the I-4 Ultimate Project.
I thought my route was still closed until I heard your traffic report.
When traffic matters most, rely on News 96.5 WDBO.
Shouldn't UBC 2020 Eyeglass Superstore.
Hey, I've got your Mother's Day gift giving all taken care of so you can stop stressing out. Give her the gift of seeing better and looking great too. Just get your mom over to 2020 Eyeglass Superstore or simply purchase a gift certificate. How easy is that? You can get two complete pairs of glasses for as little as $105, and we'll even pay for your mom's eye exam. But this offer is only good through Mother's Day, so don't delay. Now, if you are your mom prefers contacts, 2020 Eyeglass Superstore has the latest in high-tech contact lenses. Take your mom by today or just give her a 2020 Eyeglass Superstore gift certificate. The biggest selection of glasses and contacts, the lowest prices, the best customer service in the business, and we pay for your eye exam. In Orange City, we're just off I-4, exit 111B, right next to Ruby Tuesday. And at 1555 State Road 436 in Winter Park, near the corner of 436 and Howe Branch Road. And open Sundays for your shopping convenience.
Airport, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram crushes the competition and pounds down the payments.
Over 1,000 new Chrysler Dodge Jeep Rams in stock will be
any deal from any dealer.
15 minutes from anywhere in Orlando.
See you at airport during Jeep Celebration Days.
We have to talk about it.
Nope, I don't wanna.
We have to.
No.
But we need life insurance.
La, 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 I am not listening to you. La,
so
la,
you
la,
don't
la.
Love me then.
What? Oh, fine. We need life insurance, but all the paperwork, it's such a pain.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos? Is that some kind of yoga thing?
No, Ethos is life insurance for people like us.
Like us?
People who don't have time for fine print, insurance jargon, and hidden fees.
Yeah, I pretty much hate all that stuff.
Of course you do. With Ethos, you can apply online, and there's a policy for every budget.
Really?
Yes. The online application only takes 10 minutes, and you'll be taking the first step in ensuring the kids and I will be safe, even if something unexpected happens.
Ethos brings you choices that don't require an in-person meeting with an agent, and in most cases, there's no need for a doctor's appointment.
Feel better?
Yeah, I do.
Ethos, life insurance made simple. Apply online in just 10 minutes. Get a free instant quote now at ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com. ethoslife.com.
She's not just your mom. She's your cheerleader, your storyteller, your problem solver, your hand holder, your broken heart healer. At International Diamond Center, we're celebrating mom this week and honoring her for all the little things she does. Things that go unnoticed, unmentioned. So we've put together a fantastic collection of stylish and affordable jewelry for the occasion, including sterling silver diamond matching lariat necklaces for only $199 and 14 karat gold stackable fashion rings for only $249. You don't have to spend a fortune to show her how much she means to the family. IDC has the gifts she'll enjoy for years. Timeless jewelry, like a beautiful diamond pendant necklace for just $249 and a sterling silver diamond bolo bracelet for only $199. And for this week only, all of our classic diamond stud earrings are marked down below our everyday value price. Come to IDC and let us help you find the ideal gift to show mom just how special she is. Happy Mother's Day from International Diamond Center with 4 Orlando locations.
News 96.5, WDBO FM and WDBO HD1.
Orlando.
A Cox Media Group station.
Powered by New South Window Solutions.
Listen on the go in the News 96.5 app.
Is debt piling up? Feeling overwhelmed? Bankruptcy may be the best choice. I'm attorney Justin Clark. Call me now for a free consultation at 321-282-1055 or visit youhavepower.com. Justin Clark, by your side. Offices, Maitland.
This is News 96.5 WDBO.
Welcome back to the Pool Fanatic Show right here on News 96.5 WDBO. We've got a caller, Kip. Let's head to those phone lines.
I'm honored. Let's do it. Neil, your question.
My question is possibly fence related. I've got a 6-foot wooden fence.
Okay.
And I've got a pool without a screen.
Okay.
Just within the last couple of weeks, had a couple deposits left in the pool.
Oh, that's not
that
good.
Are possibly raccoon. Do you electrify the fence? What do you do?
Well, I'm going to tell you, we were talking about codes, and the one thing that most codes do cover is, hey, No glass on top, no barbed wire, no electrified fence. But hey, let me get to this real. Let me get to it real quick. Raccoons, they kind of are territorial. They kind of roam. They kind of go those go their different ways. But a lot of times they're after something. Maybe it's a barbecue grill. Maybe there's some type of external factor. I don't know everything that's going on. But what you definitely can do is turn around and look at your fence line and make sure you don't have open gaps. But you got to realize this is Florida. And I get people ask me a question all the time. How do I keep the critters out? And I always say, yep, this is Florida. They will go in under, over, and through, and there's not much you can do about it. What you can do is just simply try to take the things that attract them away. So, but I can tell you this, as Tony would say, because he did a little doo-doo in the backyard or in the pool. Whatever you do, don't drain it. But hey, Neil, thank you for the call. I gotta actually get back to something else. That is actually a great question. Hey, reach out to me and we'll go from there. But hey, Chris, I gotta talk. I called in last week and we said we were gonna talk about autism in water. And I know this is as important to you as it is to me. Most people don't know this, but I am a huge supporter of the Autism Society of Greater Orlando. We do a lot of great work with them. But during Water Safety Month, I do not want you to forget about kids. Just any kids with autism. And Chris and I were talking about this at the break, and we were talking about, man, if you ever been around a kid that was, or an adult diagnosed on the autism spectrum, you can't help but smile.
Yeah.
They will make you laugh. But here's the sad fact. The number one cause of death for kids with autism, adults with autism, is drowning. And that is a true stat, and a very, 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 very sad one. So, this segment is dedicated to any parent who has autism, to any neighbor who has autism. The neighbor next door has kids had autism. You got to take this issue seriously. Kids are attracted to water. And I was joking around about this. Kids are as attracted to water as my wife is to the jewelry store in the mall. You know, she's just coming. And they're attracted to water, just like my kids walking past a warm plate of cookies. They're going to eat it, even though it says don't eat. Yep. But the difference is this. It's like, think of it this way. We've all been to the grocery store and we've seen a kid wandering around. Most kids will get distracted. Hey, there's a butterfly. Hey, this. And they'll walk there and they kind of wander away. But they stop at some point in time and go, hey, uh-oh. And then you hear it. Where's mom?
Yeah.
Kids with autism, especially ones that wandered, don't do that. So if you have a kid that is autistic, make sure you get some an early start on the swim lessons. Rodney Gaines was on here last week. Yep. My kid, who one of them has autism, trained by the Y. They were trained for doing that stuff. So they do swim lessons. You got to kind of talk to these kids about water. Don't avoid it, right? Mm-hmm. But you got to be creative with it. Tell them stories,
yeah.
Right? You just can't tell them, hey, stay away from it. You got to get creative with it, right? Yeah. My kid liked the Titanic. No, I'm not talking about Jack and Rose standing on the King of the World, that type of stuff. But you got to relate to them with a story. And most important, make a plan.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Hey, this is Kip Paramount Fencing. Hey, give us a call, 407-341-2720. If you need a swimming pool, call Tony or look him up on Facebook. Thank you for the listening to the Pool Fanatic Show. And Neil, thank you for the question.
407-282-4911. That's TC Water Futures. 407-282-4911. ParamountFencing1.com. ParamountFencing1.com. And of course, Facebook.com/TC Water Futures. Tony will be back next
week.
Yes,
he will.
Appreciate everyone tuning in and listening right here on News 96.5 WDBO.
This is News 96.5
WDBO,
where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day.
And it starts now.
At News 96.5 WDBO, our top local story. The search has lasted for months, but the suspect involved in a shooting in downtown Orlando that took the life of one man and injured two others is finally behind bars.
The U.S. Marshals Service arrested Notier Gomez last month at a gas station in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Gomez was indicted by a grand jury for first-degree murder with a firearm and attempted first-degree murder with a firearm. He's accused of opening fire outside Club Lit off Orange Avenue in downtown Orlando back in January.
That's Channel 9's Ashley Edlund.
News 96.5 WDBO, where Orlando turns first for severe weather.
Hot and muggy will continue for the next couple of hours, but around dinner time, we'll be watching for storms to develop along I-4 and westward. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist Cassandra Crimi.
And I'm Daniel Vargas, continuing our team coverage. Police in Maitland want to know how a person died near railroad tracks by Lake Lily Park. Yesterday, SunRail trains were at a standstill for hours while police investigated the scene. So far, there's no word on how the person died or if it's considered a suspicious death. Orange County deputies say that an accused drug dealer is still on the run. They say that the suspect, 21-year-old Jude Nallis, was seen at an apartment complex on San Antonio Avenue and Americana Boulevard, but managed to get away. Many people living in the area had to evacuate.
I was outside when they brought the SWAT in, and